Now, the Three Martini Lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
And welcome, everyone, to the Monday edition of the Three Martini Lunch, along with Jim Garrity of National Review. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. Jim is back from the Defending the Dream Summit in Ohio, ready to go for good, bad, and crazy martinis for conservatives today. And Jim, we start with the good that is so good it actually happened on Friday. That's how good it is that we still want to talk about it. This is the CNN version of the story. The struggle was brief, bloody, and chaotic. The high-speed train was zipping from Amsterdam to Paris on Friday when a shirtless man emerged from the bathroom, a rifle slung over his shoulder, witnesses said. A French passenger and three Americans, a civilian, an Air Force member, and a National Guard member jumped into action. They quickly tackled him, possibly averting a massacre aboard the train. By the time the suspect was subdued, three people had non-life-threatening injuries, according to a spokesman for a city in northern France where the train pulled up after the incident. The three Americans involved were Alex Scarlatos, Spencer Stone, and Anthony Sadler. Sadler is a civilian, Stone is in the Air Force, and Scarlatos is either a National Guard member or an inactive National Guard reservist, depending on the story. Their affiliation seemed to vary over the first couple days here, and it looks like they definitely stopped a potential massacre here because this terrorist, Ayub al-Kazani, had several backup magazines and a box cutter. His lawyer seems to be saying, Jim, all he wanted to do was rob people, not slaughter people. But it looks like terrorism was stopped, and it looks like Americans were heroes here for sure.
This is the kind of story where, you know, you can't hear enough of it. You can't salute these guys enough. It's one of those stories you can actually even have some fun with. I saw a Facebook by these three guys saying they went on vacation in France and got to beat up a terrorist. How great a vacation is that? Or the other one, which I thought was classic, was, you know, they made the mistake a lot of terrorists have. They brought a gun to a fist fight with U.S. military personnel. We didn't even need guns to stop these guys. So there is a bit of a dark lining to this silver cloud. It sounds like this guy was on the watch list over in Europe, as we hear so often with radicals and people who want to harm Westerners, want to harm Americans and innocent people. If this guy's on the watch list and he takes a gun on a train, he's trying to kill people, he's not being watched enough. At what point do you get up on the let's do something about this guy list? Thankfully, the U.S. Military folks were there. They acted quickly. There's a story going around that the French train personnel locked themselves into a safe place, leaving the other passengers. If that is indeed true, that's very unnerving. I also understand that apparently France announced a special hotline where you could report suspicious activity to. And most people's general response was, how do you not have this already? Regarding, you know, extreme behavior or potential threats or things like that. So here we are, a kind of unnerving development, but thankfully it turned out happily. Hopefully this is the worst we have to deal with, but you have that nagging feeling it won't be. And, you know, there may not always be vacationing U.S. military personnel in the right location to do something about it.
Absolutely right. And the three of them were awarded the French Legion of Honor today, which probably signifies the most heroic military action in France in the last 70 years, correct?
I hadn't thought about it that way. Yes, you know, I was going to look, you know, somebody said it just proves once again that the toughest force in France is always whatever Americans are in the area.
All right, French people, we'll leave it there. All right, on to the bad martini, Jim. And it officially started at 9:30 today, but we knew based on what had happened in recent days that it was going to be very ugly on Wall Street today. The Shanghai index dropped almost 9% overnight. That led to a massive sell-off at the opening bell on Wall Street. The Dow initially down more than 1,000 points. It seems to have settled down a little bit. Last I saw, it was down about 300, which is still not good. And we'll see where things head, particularly as Chinese markets continue to be extremely volatile. But obviously, with a lot of people wondering, given all the debt China holds and just how volatile the markets are in one of the leading economic powers in the world, what it could mean for our own economy, pretty jittery time.
We were chatting with this with other National Review editors this morning, and someone had not heard about it. Said, yes, at one point the Dow was down 1,000. And someone said, oh, you mean, you know, a couple hundred? No, 1,000. And the general response was, well, that's a news item. The networks actually cut into their live other programming to announce this. Now, it looks like, as we said, as of this, as you and I are speaking right now, it looks like it's bounced back from the bottom pretty significantly. But by the time people hear this, it may be very different. Let's just say it's a very volatile period in the market. While there's a lot of talking heads debating about what the real cause is, at the heart of it, China does not look like it's all that economically stable anymore. And it's been a big engine driving a good portion of the global economy for a long time. And as much as we would like to think that bad news in China is not going to affect us, there's a good chance at some point it will.
Obviously, we have very limited ability to influence the decisions they make. And one of the other indicators of just how serious this seems is, unsurprisingly, you know, China not a free country, not really having freedom of the press. Generally, the press writes sounds like a cheerleader. You know, our glorious leaders have made another fantastic decision, and the harvest and return on investment will be greater than ever, yada, yada, yada. And apparently, no. Apparently, the press in China is really negative, really gloomy, really treating it like a crisis. And that's, on the one hand, refreshing. On the other hand, it's a sign that if they can't enforce the mandatory optimism, it's a sign that they recognize that it's a real crisis over there, unprecedented, and God knows where all this finishes and what this means for the U.S. economy.
Jim, if only there was a candidate who was talking about China.
Yes. Right after he talks about sanctuary cities, there's a horrific murder in a sanctuary city. Right after he starts talking about China and it's we're getting a bad deal from them, China goes into an economic implosion. The world, it might just be the world wants to see Donald Trump be president of the United States, Greg. That old saying is better to be lucky than good. Well, for his issue selection, this may be what's going on here. I'd also like to point out that at least early this morning, the New York Stock Exchange had enacted Rule 48. Greg, are you familiar with that?
I believe that's where it cuts off if it drops too far.
You're close. There's certain restrictions and certain, you know, abilities to help the trades get through faster. But it also believes kill all the Jedi was the other. Sorry, Order 66. Okay, I mixed those two up. But my attempt at stock market crash humor, Greg.
You got to go somewhere with it. All right, on to the crazy martini now. And on to Gastonia, North Carolina, where we always go for our crazy martini. Photos of a cloaked figure reportedly leaving raw meat near a Gastonia playground went viral online, and police say they looked into the case. According to online posts, the mysterious pale figure sparked fear among locals after it was reportedly caught on camera standing outside an apartment complex in Gastonia, North Carolina, dressed in a dark cloak. Police spokesperson Donna Lazar told WBTV that investigators were called out to meet with the manager of the Hudsonwood apartment complex last Monday about the photo. The rumors with the photo said that the person donned a floor-length hooded attire. Their identity and gender are also unknown. The figure had been dropping meat near a local playground. So, Jim, I'm sure you've got a better Star Wars reference here, but it appears like hard times have befallen the Emperor.
Well, there's that, or I follow quite a few folks on Twitter, and sometimes they'll send you weird news. This one was the, hey, we're approaching the end times. Somebody in full, and there are pictures posted over at New York Daily News and a couple of the North Carolina newspapers, just somebody in dark clothes, appears to be Caucasian. Unclear whether it's a man or a woman. Some might say it's a little feminine-looking figure. But reportedly leaving raw meat at playgrounds, I mean, that sounds like quasi-satanic or something like that. Just very strange and odd and unnerving. Even if it's a prank, it just seems just strange of why you would do that. It's probably nothing, or probably somebody playing a prank. But if this is some creepy cult or something like that being near a playground, good reason to be nerved and just unnerved and just kind of a sense of if you ever feel like the world is spinning off its axis, Greg, you don't have to look too far to find signs. The bizarre, strange behavior. And somebody's pointing out, like, is it a crime to leave raw meat at a playground? Now, I'm usually Mr. Small Government, but you know what? If it's not a crime, I'm willing to criminalize that. I believe it's under the creeping me the heck out statute that you're allowed to be arrested and thrown in there. So.
Jim, our Mondays have been really, really weird this month. And
yes. Hey, let's get to September, huh?
Yeah, unfortunately, we still have one more Monday left in this month. But on that note, welcome back. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, Greg.
Jim Garrity of National Review. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. Thanks for being with us today. And tune in again on Tuesday for the next 3 Martini Lunch.